Time to talk some Red Sox baseball as we're joined on the phone by legendary Red Sox player and great friend of the show, Rico Petrocelli. Rico, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. It's a little hot, but I was always a hot weather guy. I like playing in warm weather.
By the way, happy belated birthday to you as well.
I'm trying to hide that. It's my birthdays, but everybody's, I don't know, got out somewhere, and next thing I was getting all kinds of emails and texts and all that, which was really great. I appreciate it. Thank you. And, feeling great.
Well, and looking great as well. Looking better than David Price is looking. That was an ugly affair last night, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it was tough. The first couple of innings, so when he gave up the runs, he really, you could see, at least I could, I think most other people could see his lack of being aggressive. You know, it's almost as looked as he was looked as though he was aiming pitches in certain spots, and he was missing, and the Yankee hitters weren't missing. Then I thought in possibly the third inning he started to get a little more aggressive. He had a little more bite to his cutter, and his fastball was a little better. But then he gave up that big home run. It wasn't his night. Period.
Do you see, as you watch the games this weekend, a lot of difference between these two teams?
The only difference is that I think that the Yanks, they rely more on the home run, whereas the Red Sox have guys that, hit they're gap hitters, and certainly J.D. Martinez, obviously, he can hit home runs, Mookie and Benintendi when they get hot, but not as much as the Yankees. However, the Yankees will probably strike out more than the Red Sox. This is offensively, and because of, the big swings and the power guys. But no, they're both very good ball clubs.
Of course, in the early days of your career, not only was there no interleague play up until 1969, only one team from each league would make it into the postseason. Are you a fan of the interleague play?
Interleague, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a great fan. It's okay. You get to see some of these other clubs and those that are good. You go to Cubs and now Red Sox are in Washington, and they're kind of a disappointment. But they got their ace going tonight, Scherzer, and so it's kind of nice to see, and it tells you a little bit about your own team as well. You hit those better pitchers, the good ones, and you really have something. You got a team that could do very well in the playoffs.
Let's talk about this young man. You know a little bit about power-hitting guys on the left side of the infield. The Red Sox have been patient with Rafael Devers, who is still so very young, but we sure saw some great signs this weekend from him.
Oh, he's... I get a kick out of him. He's still a kid. You see his emotions and he makes little moves out there when they get the camera on him, and he's just a kid. He really does have the possibility of being a 35 home run guy, 100 RBI guy. He just needs to discipline himself a little bit more at the plate, and it looks like he's gaining some confidence as a third baseman because he's been making some real good plays lately.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that as an infielder or any of the defensive work. To get better at that at the major league level, is that on the player to go out there and ask for some extra time, taking fungos and working on the practice? Is that something that the coaching staff has time to do?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've been working with him. Alex Cora himself, too, who's a very good infielder, knows the fundamentals of fielding. Devers, his problem earlier was that he wasn't balanced. He'd be throwing off balance or on the run and was throwing the ball wild. But the key is, the good feet. He gets his feet. When we talk about players, infielders who have good feet, that means they're able to get into their throwing position fast, instead of being kind of clumsy, out there and then making a bad throw. But he's got good feet. He gets in throwing position pretty well. And one of the keys to becoming better, this it doesn't matter if you're a high school, little league or anything, well, maybe not a little league, but is going over to your position during batting practice and play the ball off the bat, and that really helps. That really helps an infielder. I used to do it all the time, and when I first came up, my coaches suggested it, and it's more probably better than anything. You know, you have to practice like you're in a game. You have to visualize the tension that is going through it, think about it, and say, you know, how do I react when, you know, it could be bases loaded and the ball comes to you. You got to be ready. And so in batting practice, you get balls hit sharply at you, left to right. You know, you got to try to make those plays as if you're in a game.
Part of that, too, I think, is mental. When you were playing, Rico, when you're in those situations, and I'm not sure young players do it as much today, did you say to yourself, okay, here's the situation, yeah, man at first, one out, if the ball's hit to me, here's what I'm going to do. If it's to the left side, what am I going to do? Those are the things that you go through before every pitch, right?
Yeah, you hit it right in the nose. That's exactly, and that's within seconds. You know, if it's my left, you know, what's the situation? Double play situation. But what if it's hit slow to my left and I got to charge it? Who's the runner at first base? This guy can run, so I may just have to go to first base. Or maybe, you know, it's hit a little harder, I can get him out at second base. All of that stuff. It's hit to your right. If it's a swinging bunt, what are you going to do? It's pretty obvious, you know, you're going to go to first base. So all those things have to go through your mind. That's when we talk about learning the game, you know, what you do in certain situations.
We're headed toward the trade deadline. What are a couple of areas where this Red Sox team could improve themselves for the stretch run?
I've been saying it for 6 weeks now. A good left-handed relief pitcher that can get lefties out, so you don't have to use Embry and Barnes to come in with, say, a couple of guys. You know, the lefty gets them out. Now they come in against the righties. You know, not that they can't get lefties out, but, you know, as the season goes along and pitchers, you lose a little bit here and there, the hitters' timing is, much better. You may not get those guys, those lefties out. And especially teams, you know, like the Yankees, certainly, but there are other teams, you know. I mean, it's playing well, Tampa Bay, so got to be careful with them.
Talking about the power, and obviously J.D. Martinez having a great year. Hard to believe the first Red Sox player to get 25 homers before the end of June. Who was the best pure power hitter that you played with?
Probably Tony C. was one of the best. He had a natural home run swing, fly ball, long fly ball hitter. Of course, Yaz, he was outstanding. After the first couple of years. And there were a few others, but, getting the big numbers, the 35, 40 home runs, there's not too many guys. I'm thinking Cepeda came with us in 73, you know, as a DH, first DH, but he had 20 home runs. He was older then, you know, at the time.
Right. George Scott was a pretty good power hitter.
Homer, yeah. George Scott could hit him. You're not kidding. Yeah, he was a 30-35 home run year guy, too. So, yeah, it's nice to have them on your team. You know, it really is.
Who was a pitcher, Rico? Somebody who was a really good pitcher that you always managed to hit well?
Well, I had some pretty good luck with Palmer and Raleigh Fingers. He'd come in, you know, late innings. I'd guess every pitch. And if I got it, I usually did something, but I had pretty good luck against him. And Mel Stottlemyre had pretty good luck against. The guy I did not have good luck against was Nolan Ryan, who was, to me, the ball was a blur. You know, somebody would hit one. I said, how'd you do that? Well, you got to make him bring it down. I said, how can I make him bring it down? The ball looks like a blur. I don't know where it is.
Rico, a friend of the show, Upton Bell, said to say hello to you. He has fond memories of having you on when he was doing his show with Bob Lobel back in the day.
Absolutely. Upton, yeah, great guy. And, him and Bob Lobel were excellent. I think they were the number one sports talk show in Boston. And I've seen Bob Lobel. And Upton, emailed. We couple of times we emailed each other, but I haven't seen him in a while. But terrific guy.
Well, always a treat for us to talk with you, Rico. We appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. Enjoy the Nationals games this week, and we'll talk with you again soon.
All right, great. That'd be great. I love it.
Rico Petrocelli with us here on Downtown.